This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, the officer charged with Kamanjay Walker's murder to plead not guilty. Sydney's Inner West Council scraps Australia Day events in favour of an Indigenous festival. And Wallabies winger Marika Kurrabiti has won the John Eales Medal at the Rugby Australia Awards. The police officer charged with 19-year-old Kamanjay Walker's murder has been granted bail and will plead not guilty. Mr. Walker was fatally shot by Constable Zachary Rolfe in the remote town of Yuandamu on Saturday night when police officers entered his home to arrest him. The shooting caused widespread protests across the country, with Indigenous communities calling for the police officer to be held to account. Northern Territory Police Commissioner Jamie Chalker is calling for the community to unite in the wake of Constable Rolfe being charged.
Forget the hate. Wrap around one another. Make this territory a far greater place. That's the pathway I'm on. This process is free of political influence. Of that you can be assured, and you may always be assured of that whilst I am at the helm. Please support my people. Please look after one another and help me as I start to rebuild the future of the Northern Territory.
Senior Walpri man Ned Hargraves has thanked all those involved in nationwide rallies calling for the police officer to be charged. He says the support has been overwhelming and it means a lot to the Walpri community.
We are grateful and we want to say thank you for all those, the communities and who are standing with us and weeping with us. I want to say thank you for that. For all the community and family who are supporting us through this rough time.
The voice of Manus Island detainees, Kurdish-Iranian refugee and journalist Behrouz Bouchani is free after 6 years. Mr. Bouchani was forcibly held in Australia's offshore processing centre in Papua New Guinea, during which time he became a voice for those incarcerated. Despite witnessing a friend be shot, another stabbed, and multiple fellow detainees descend into mental anguish, Mr. Bouchani maintained his duty as a journalist, documenting the reality of Australia's offshore detention. Arriving in New Zealand on a one-month visa, Mr. Bouchani tweeted he was happy to be free, but has stressed he will never return to PNG or Australia's immigration regime. New South Wales and Queensland is bracing for another day of severe bushfire danger, with hot, dry, windy weather predicted in both states. Queensland firefighters are working to strengthen containment lines, with the Bureau of Meteorology warning strong winds and heatwave conditions today will continue into the weekend. While the fires in New South Wales have killed 4 people, destroyed over 250 homes and forced thousands to flee, with firefighters still battling over 60 fires across the state. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has paid tribute to those killed in the fires.
Now, deepest condolences and thoughts go out to the loved ones of Mr. Barry Parsons, who unfortunately was found deceased in Willow Warren, which is northwest of Kempsey. And unfortunately, this brings in total the death of 4 people because of the recent bushfires.
Former Australian Fire and Emergency Service leaders have united to warn climate change is responsible for worsening catastrophic bushfires. The coalition of 23 leaders from all states and territories is demanding the government phase out fossil fuels, which are the driving cause of global warming. Former Chief Officer for the Tasmanian Fire Service, Mike Brown, says it is time the government listens to the experts and takes urgent action.
Listening to those that are informed and seeing what's happening across the landscape and listening to the science and responding to what's happening with climate change and taking action on the emission reductions across the country.
It comes as a new report highlights the damaging effects climate change is having on human health and will continue to have if action is not taken. Co-author of the Countdown on Australia and Climate Change Report's Australia chapter, Dr. Ying Zhang, says the increase in climate change caused weather-related disasters is putting Australians' health at risk.
The health impacts of bushfire include not only direct deaths and injuries, but also health conditions due to severe air pollution and exacerbations of your existing health problems, and also long-term mental problems after the natural disasters. Climate change will bring more catastrophic events that we cannot afford.
Sydney's Inner West Council has scrapped Australia Day celebrations and is encouraging the community to attend an Indigenous festival instead. Leaders of the council area voting to no longer host the Marrickville Community Festival or Citizen of the Year Awards on the 26th of January. While acknowledging not all will support the decision, Inner West Mayor Darcy Byron says he is confident it is the right thing to do. He says many Australians struggle with how to commemorate the day in a way which acknowledges the pain it caused the Aboriginal community, effects of which are still seen today.
Right across the country, people are realising that a date that signifies the beginning of colonisation, dispossession, the removal of children and the deliberate destruction of language and culture can't be inclusive of Aboriginal people unless those facts are acknowledged.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has quietly released the climate change plan for the Pacific region. Under the strategy, between 2020 and 2025, the government will give $500 million towards helping Pacific nations prepare for climate change. The money will also be spent on helping Pacific nations better prepare for weather-related disasters, which the DFAT plan acknowledges are being magnified by climate change. An Australian researcher focusing on malaria eradication, Professor Brendan Crabb, has won the GSK Award for Research Excellence. The most prestigious award in Australia's research community, the accolade aims to recognise outstanding medical research important to human health. While thankful for the award, Director and CEO of Melbourne's Burnett Institute, Professor Crabb, says eradicating or finding a vaccine for malaria is the goal.
I think the reason that I won the award is more important than me. Perhaps a lot of people would say that, but I think if you work on a disease of poverty, like I do, one that affects so many people around the world, what it really means is just pleasing to have a focus on an issue that is so big yet invisible to so many people.
Malaria is a mosquito-borne infectious disease which affects humans, is easily spread, and remains one of the leading causes of death globally. Turning to sport, in rugby, Wallabies winger Marika Korobiti has won the prestigious John Eales Medal at the Rugby Australia Awards in Sydney. Korobiti's fantastic form at the Rugby World Cup, securing him the country's premier player prize, an accolade no other winger has ever won before. Wallaroos Player of the Year went to captain Grace Hamilton, while Super Rugby Player went to Samu Karevi and Super W Player to Taylor Stanford. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39, possible morning shower in Adelaide, 20 degrees, Melbourne, a shower or two developing, 18, similar conditions for Hobart, 16, mostly sunny in Canberra, 25, sunny for Wollongong, 31, mostly sunny in Sydney, 32, Newcastle, smoky in 32, partly cloudy in Albury-Wodonga, 25, mostly sunny for Brisbane, 33, Townsville, much the same in 31, Cairns, partly cloudy, 31, sunny for Alice Springs, 35, Darwin, partly cloudy in 26, and in the Torres Strait Islands, sunny and 30 degrees. That was NITV Radio News.